Frenzy, 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 you've got lots of friends already. And you can tell them all about the strange things that happen when the sun goes down. But there is nothing strange about the way I feel.
If you're just joining us this week on Girly So Groovy, every single song is the name of a person. And we just heard music from Montreal singer-songwriter Martha Wainwright with her song Francie. That comes from Martha Wainwright's album Goodnight City. In the middle, it is Sarah McLachlan with her song Mary. That stretches back to her breakout album, Fumbling Towards Ecstasy. Sarah McLachlan is on a slow roll, shall we say, touring the 30th anniversary tour of Fumbling Towards Ecstasy. I had an opportunity to see that tour last summer in the Detroit area, and I noticed she still is continuing coming to venues across Canada and into the United States. Depending where you live, if you are a Sarah McLachlan fan, if you were a fan in the 90s, it's worth going to for the fact that I was just stunned at how her voice has not changed in 30 years. The notes that she can still hit, it's incredible. Again, Mary from Sarah McLachlan, and then starting that set off, Halifax singer-songwriter Jen Grant with her song Judy from her most recent album, Champagne Problems. It was when that album came out. I think it's a couple years old now, but when that album came out, I remember playing that song, Judy, here on Girly So Groovy, and voiced out loud that we should do a theme show sometime on Girly So Groovy where it's nothing but names of people. And here we are, including Jen Grant again with her song Judy as a kind of fitting nod for the fact that it was that song that kind of inspired and got me thinking about it. All right, let's keep things going. Right now it is pianist, singer, songwriter Sarah Sleen with her song Me and Jerome right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Parce que tu es mort hier. Parce que tu es...
This is listener-supported radio, and this is Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. A show where the music sings for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klendert, bringing you 2 full hours of fabulous female-fronted radio. And this week, we have done a full 2 hours of songs that just happen to be names of people. I thought, let's bring in a theme and mix things up. So Joni Mitchell right there with her song, Carrie. That's from her gorgeous album, Blue. In the middle, it is Quebecois musician Fanny Bloom with the third song named after Annie. She joins the ranks of Elastica and Astra, but her song Annie comes from her album Apprenti Guerriere. And then kicking things off, Sarah Sleen with her song Me and Jerome. That is from the Sarah Sleen album Universe. Well, friends, I can't believe that this episode is coming to an end. It absolutely flew by. If you enjoyed this week's episode of Girly So Groovy, if you wanted to play along, know that I have so many leftover name songs that I think I could easily do a part two sometime in the future. So if there is a track that you think that I missed the mark on or should have included, let me know. We're on social media. You can find us on Facebook simply at Girly So Groovy. Girly and Groovy ending with an IE. We're also on Instagram at GSG Radio. In addition to being able to message me any requests for the show, know that with those social media channels, you will find playlists in print as well as links to the musicians and bands featured. I just want to remind you also that if you ever miss an episode or want to listen again, we are online simply at mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy. You will find 10 weeks worth of Girly So Groovy waiting for you. That's 20 hours of music. Hey, whether you tuned in for a few minutes, the full 2 hours, or the full 24 years, yes, we turned 24 years old in July. Girly So Groovy has been launching and playing from our mothership station, CJAM 99.1 FM in Windsor and Detroit through the University of Windsor for 24 years now. And since then, Girly So Groovy is now syndicated. By my count, perhaps we are airing on 19 or 20 community and campus stations coast to coast across Canada and down south into the United States. I wish I had the time to do a shout out for every single station that embraces Girly So Groovy on their airwaves, but I love to do at least a shout out every week to honor one of those stations. And I have to say, I love the listeners in that Vancouver area. You are probably the best at sending me messages through our social media channel, letting me know what you want to hear or what you enjoyed hearing. So if you are in Nanaimo, British Columbia, every Tuesday, 6 until 8 o'clock, you can catch Girly So Groovy on CHLY 101.7 FM. Let's throw another BC station in. How about in Prince George, every Tuesday from 6 to 8 as well, you can catch Girly So Groovy on CFUR 88.7. Again, whether you're listening on the radio, whether you are listening through our Mixcloud account, I am the first to completely understand that there are millions, literally millions of things you could be listening to. The fact that you are taking time to enjoy Girly So Groovy just amazes me. And I've been doing this 24 years. So I cannot say thank you enough. Okay, I'm going to leave you with one last name thing. But you know what? I think I've got time to squeeze two in. Quebecois musician Claude de Pierrette, on her very first album, Comme des Enfants, she released a song, Francis, but it's a short one. Then on her follow-up sophomore album, Blonde, she has Ava. Let's see if I can squeeze those two in. Hey, listen, thanks for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed this week's theme. I'll be back next week. Here is Claude de Pierrette right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Francis, tu as tant de choses à dire, mais le tout reste enfermé. Et quand tu ne sais plus quoi dire, tu te mets à pleurer. Mais ça, ton public le voit pas. Tu l'incites à rêver pendant que toi, tu le regardes. Francis, tu as tant de choses à dire. Francis, les mots restent bien coincés devant cette fille qui ne demande pas mieux que de se faire aimer. Mais toi, tu sais pas comment t'y prendre. Ta gorge resserre et ton cœur bat de plus belle alors que tes yeux sont sur elle. Mais moi, je ne t'oublierai pas et je compte sur toi pour venir en aide à ceux qui ressentent pour toi ce que tu écris dans ces chansons pour elle. Francis, je m'en vais bientôt et je pense très très fort à toi pendant que mes doigts au piano jouent tout ce que je te dois. Et rappelle-toi que tu peux avoir le monde à tes pieds si tu te laisses pas abattre par ceux qui te laissent de côté. Et moi je t'oublierai pas et je compte sur toi pour venir en aide à ceux qui ressentent pour toi ce que tu écris dans ces chansons pour elle. Mais moi je ne t'oublierai pas et je compte sur toi pour venir en aide à ceux qui ressentent pour toi ce que tu écris dans ces chansons pour elle.
Oh Ava, je sais tu sors encore ce soir. Ses bras t'attendront dans le noir plus fort qu'hier au bar. Oh Ava, tu crées l'envie sur ton passage. Tu hurles sous tes airs de banane.
CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Supported and empowered by the students of SFU and listeners like you. For your community, by your community. You are CJSF.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. Since January, every city-owned building in Chicago has been powered by clean, renewable energy, and that includes more than City Hall.
We also operate two airports, O'Hare International Airport, one of the largest in the world, as well as Midway. And then we have a portfolio of hundreds of buildings, fire stations, police stations, community centers.
Jared Policicchio, the city's deputy chief sustainability officer, says by transitioning from fossil fuels, Chicago is driving more clean energy onto the grid. About 70% of the city's renewable energy comes from a new solar farm in central Illinois, which was built in large part because Chicago committed to buying electricity from the project. With more than 1 million panels, it's the largest solar installation east of the Mississippi River.
So it's truly immense.
Right now, Chicago is meeting most of its remaining energy needs by buying energy credits from other renewable electricity providers. But in the future, the city plans to get most of that energy from small local installations. For example, it recently installed rooftop solar on a public library on the south side. So Chicago is demonstrating how big cities can build a cleaner, more climate-friendly future. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.